أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so another birthday. My goodness, it's just amazing. So this time it is the birthday of Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin. Absolutely phenomenal personality. He was born in Medina in 38 after Hijrah, brought up in the presence of his uncle Imam Hassan alayhi salam and his father Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His mom was Shahrabanu, the daughter of Yazdegerd, the last Sasanian king of Persia, and thus he was known as Ibn al-Khayratayn, the son of the best two, meaning the Quraysh amongst the Arabs and the Persians amongst the non-Arabs. According to some historical accounts, his mom was brought as a captive to Medina during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar, who wanted to sell her. And Imam Ali alayhi salam suggested that she be offered her choice of Muslim men as husbands and her mahar be paid from the public treasury. And it is she who chooses Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is said that she died shortly after the birth of her only son, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. As a child, I remember an incident, a story that my father used to tell me when he used to talk about the importance of my mom to me. He said Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was brought up by one of the people who worked for Imam Husayn alayhi salam, and she was like his mom. As he was older, when he became a youth, she complains to his friends and says, you know, he has excellent character, but there's one thing, he never sits to eat with me. Maybe it's because I'm not his real mom. And when his friends, his companions, went to tell Imam and said, Ibn Rasulullah, this is what your mom, as she is, the one who raised you, is saying, he wept. He said, you know why I don't sit with her? It's because I fear that I will reach out for what she wants before her. Therefore, I prefer for her to finish eating before I eat. And it stuck to me. And it's something I remember very, very much. I do not wish to recount the event of Karbala at the moment, but it was Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam who accompanied Imam Hussein alayhi salam towards Kufa, but he fell really ill. And once the Umayyad troops had massacred Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions, they looted the tents, they took the women's hijab and jewelry, they even took the skin upon which Imam Zain al-Abidin used to lie or prostrate. And it was he who was taken as prisoner with the women to Damascus, imprisoned, and then eventually allowed to return to Medina. There are many accounts that relate concerning his grief over the tragedy. It is said that for 20 years, whenever food was placed before him, he would weep. And one day a servant of him said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, it is time for your sorrow to come to an end. He said, Yaqub had 12 sons. God made one of them disappear. His eyes turned white from constant weeping. His head turned grey out of sorrow. His back became bent in gloom, although his son was alive in the world. I watched while my father, my brother, my uncle, and 17 members of my family were slaughtered around me. How can my sorrow come to an end? He dedicated his life to learning and worship, becoming an authority on prophetic tradition and law, and writing this book of du'as called Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah, which is an amazing book of du'as. If you can manage to get hold of a copy, please try and look at it. Not only is it a book of du'as and supplications, but it is a book which allows one to understand emotional and spiritual intelligence. It's absolutely amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy and rahmah upon the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us the tawfiq to be able to study the lives of those who followed in his footstep to the T, so that we too may be able to gain our full potential.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.